Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It was the Lord Jesus who taught us to pray, quote, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," Matthew 6:10. Although that request can be fulfilled in part by our doing his will daily, the full realization will only come when God's king is enthroned on earth. Will it be a literal kingdom? Here are the Lord's own words, quote, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him." Chapter 25, verses 31 and 32. Psalm 67 describes that wonderful time, ending all outer turmoil and inner struggles, as described in other psalms. The psalm is divided into three by the repeated chorus, quote, "Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you." Psalm 67, verses 3 and 5. The psalmist anticipates a day when never again will that blessed name be defamed. Only praise will ascend night and day like the evening and morning sacrifice. Verses 1 and 2 provide the basis for this world of peace and praise. Quote, "God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations," verses 1 and 2. It is the blessing of his perfect salvation that reconciles us to God and makes it blessedly possible that we, quote, "shall see his face," Revelation 22, verse 4. Following the first quoting of the chorus, Psalm 67, verse 3, we discover the blessing of his perfect administration, quote, "Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth," Selah, verse 4. After the second chorus, verse 5, we conclude with the blessing of his perfect beautification. Quote, "Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him." Verses 6 and 7.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.